So noisy are the towns and villages, remarked the sage as he and his young pupil made their way across the bustling thoroughfares, heading towards the mountains in the mist. The boy, only accustomed to the sound of rustling towns and city happenings, half listened as he looked ahead towards the snowy mountains. So near, yet so far. Rising up from the earthly surface to the sky, piercing the sprawling cloudscapes up above, the glistening peaks arrested his young eyes, their crests adorned with all the elements, the pristine snow and careless alpine winds, gentle frost, and pines that fear no cold. But back below and far from busy towns, after trekking for many quiet hours, they heard a faint and playful murmuring, beckoning them towards the leaf-dimmed light. Soon deep amid the forest's evergreens, solace in caves and gnarled and trodden paths, they found themselves before a waterfall whose rushing cataracts and foaming floods somehow inspired in them the calmest thoughts. The truth, though men forget, is never lost, said the sage as he and the boy sat down. They watched the foaming floods rush on for hours. They crossed the rickety and cursed old bridge and finally made it to the other side. Surmounting gaping chasms far below, they crossed the fear-fed gorges and abysms. Alas, the gnawing fear and raving dread had only just begun to rear its head. Master, the end seems but the beginning the end. There is never here, here's never there. Yet we've already climbed so many mountainsides and trekked along so many paths. Should one not choose to live instead of seeking what may never be? The danger's only going half the way, said the sage as he watched the dim-lit stars. How to become a real master, then? Questioned the student as he trailed behind. There are no masters, answered the old sage. Just students of the sacred word and way. For those who fail at being masters have not failed to reach their long-awaited goal. They failed at being students. The sage smiled, then disappeared into the bamboo groves. The sage and boy sat on a path which lay atop one of the highest mountain crests, yet neither sage nor boy looked down upon the star-like speckles they knew as their towns. Rather, they looked above, gazing upon the star-strewn skies that blushed with unknown fires. So many stars and mountains, crests and sky. Are we not fools to think that we can know what underlies such intricate designs? Asked the boy as he eyed the twinkling schemes. The truth is simple, answered the old sage. The details are infinite. Then he paused, turning his gaze towards the many stars, untamed, yet lighting up their weathered paths. The sage looked on. You need only remove all that which blinds you from the simple truth. He gazed upon the distant starscapes up above, musing upon their twinkling fires.